Random House Audio presents The Supremes at Earl's All You Can Eat by Edward Kelsey Moore. Read for you by Adenrele Ojo and Pamela DiPella. Chapter 1. I woke up hot that morning, came out of a sound sleep with my face tingling and my nightgown stuck to my body. Third time that week. The clock on the dresser on the other side of the bedroom glowed 4:45, and I could hear the hiss of the air conditioner and feel its breeze across my face. I had set the temperature to 60 before going to sleep, so common sense said that it had to be chilly in the room. Well, common sense and the fact that my husband James, who lay snoring beside me, was outfitted for winter even though it was mid-July. He slept like a child, a 6-foot, bald-headed, middle-aged child, wrapped in a cocoon he had fashioned for himself out of the sheet and blanket I had kicked off during the night. Just the top of his brown head was visible above the floral pattern of the linens. Still, every inch of me was screaming that the room was 100 degrees. I lifted my nightgown and let it fall, trying to fan cool air onto my skin. That accomplished nothing. My friend Clarice claimed that meditation and positive thinking ease her path through menopause, and she was forever after me to try it. So I lay still in the pre-dawn darkness and thought cool thoughts. I summoned up an old summer memory of hopping with the kids through the cold water jetting from the clicking yellow sprinkler in our backyard. I pictured the ice that formed every winter on the creek that ran behind Mom and Daddy's house and leaning tree, making it look like it was wrapped up in cellophane. I thought of my father, Wilbur Jackson. My earliest recollection of him is...